to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Magic.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hinda, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most anticipated episode ever on Podcast and Chill. Please welcome Uchuploma Sweet Number Nini Mamsa Kindu 0069 53. What?
Drop the fucking thing on the floor. Drop as well.
What the fuck does that mean, dog?
Angshalu.
Yeah. What does that mean, dog?
Drop as well, yeah?
Hey, what does that mean?
Try to move that shit off your mouth. Just to make sure with the safe. I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, bro.
I'm nice.
We've been trying to have you for so long, bro.
Yeah.
What made you decide to come now, bro?
I didn't decide to come. Y'all just been hounding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it's just been hectic. And I just felt as in, after watching a couple of your stuff, I was like, ish, I promised my boy this. Let's just, I think you fought like I'm lying. And that's when I decided, okay, fine. It's the time that I got available.
Yeah.
And let me pop through and come through.
Nah, we appreciate it, man.
We write off. That's why I don't take my interviews or anything like that, you know. My write off, me write off. So you understand what we're going to understand each other.
Yeah.
Right,
and the thing is, chillers have been wanting you on.
Yeah.
But for the first time, I've done a lot of interviews. For the first time, I don't know what the fuck is happening to me, bro. What's going on?
Well, so I got something for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before Skubeg, I'm fine. I like what you've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like what you've done. You've shown the country flames, no having any filter, you know, asking. Because people want to know, you know. We service the people at the end of the day. And when they want to know what's happening with the people that we look up to, people that we follow, people that we watch, and other people. So, we're a podcast, who's real, who's fake.
Yes.
On TV, or to make money to feed their families, or those that are this is where it's 1, 2, 3. There's no in between.
Yeah.
Either you're in the industry and you slept your way up, or you're in the industry because of your pure God-given talent, or you're in the industry simply because you're getting a chance, but you're using your guap to feed your family.
100%.
So this way you get to kind of like see it, Jabo.
Yeah.
I'm sure about Teng Sindu Numus that have come here.
Yeah, of course, but they won't say.
Yeah.
But
you know them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
so what you got planned for us?
I'm not sure what you guys have heard about Vita Drip, but I own one of the franchises.
Oh,
one store. So, with your Joel, I've been traveling everywhere, and it's been hectic, stay fatigued, case after air, I'm buying your bar, chance. So, it's, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Then it comes to me. Then that's when, you understand what I'm saying? So I got my beautiful team that's here. My old lady Wami, I call her my old lady Wami, the Mamzo. Skim Sam, I call her Mpesu, she's your home girl. So this is Vita Drip.
Yeah.
Vita Drip, this is...
Dog, this looks like drugs, dog. You know I don't like drugs.
No. This is the Monty Fusion.
I think I've seen this.
So the Monty Fusion, this is the one that, Vana, when your energy, you know, your immune boost... the mom's, I'm a child, because I did have into the stomach hole.
That's
a
body booster.
Hold on, mama, hold on.
Give you the mic.
Hold on.
Give you the mic.
It's a significant mic, Maya. Also, that's a wuzwa.
Yeah.
No, guys, here's this guy. Lord, here's our society.
Yeah, let's grab the mic like the show. Yes, Mamu.
All right, baby boy, this is a body booster, which contains many vitamins, like vitamin B. That's why you can see the color, it's yellow. Vitamin C, thiamine, zinc, You can mention them.
Yeah.
But what is important is just make you varavoom, like,
yeah.
energy.
I heard that I can't
You'll
sleep alone.
You'll phone me
tonight.
And tell me.
I heard I can't sleep alone.
No, well, no, I'm trying to help you guys because I'm actually that by they are suffering and pity now.
Yeah, that's true. Very, they are.
So, you. And I've come to realize that a lot of guys are kind of shy to talk about these things. Also, the women.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've also got Izinto where, you know, you can sort out yourself as a guy, you know.
You know.
Oh, for the
shy. Yeah, I'm shy.
I'm Can I get my water there?
You got water as water?
I got my water as well.
Damn, this thing has been working,
oh,
yeah.
That's what's in the cooler box.
Yeah.
Came with a cooler box.
Yeah.
Hey, this thing has been working, so.
Yeah.
Ain't fucking around, dog.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to get to see the cooler box. I'm going to fuck on my eyes, see?
Uh-huh.
So that's the water right there, boy.
Oh, dope. This is you, Vita Drip. This is massive.
You dehydrated, dog. Stay hydrated.
Vita Drip.
This is dope, dog.
Wow, man.
So it's your own company?
Yeah.
One man?
Well, not one man. I just bought the franchise, one of the stores.
Oh, you bought the franchise?
Mm-hmm. Where's your franchise?
Was a reward.
Okay, so what must we do now?
Just wait. I'm putting up my gloves.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Jujube, this is crazy.
Hey,
When is this flighting? When is this flighting?
We don't know yet. But
okay, cool.
Let me know when it does.
Yeah, but mine is in Maponya Mall.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's by the hood.
Yeah, I mean, we have to. I mean, a lot of people in the hood, dog, they've got guap. And they also want to look good. They want to feel good. So, Abanye, they don't want to drive all the way to Bryanston. Mm. They don't want to drive to Mainland, you know. So, sent into the hood. Mm. I mean, Grandi, feel good as well, you know.
I saw, which is great because you come from the hood as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah. I saw this on Major League's reality show. Mm. Uncle Vinny was doing one of these.
One of the trips.
I'm like, he's too young for this, bro.
No, but he's at the airport as well. Like, they're big via travelers and stuff.
Hey, but I fucking hate needles, dog. Ay, ay, ay.
Ah, Kuruma. You see, the reason why I'm letting Lentole, I'm going to go to Kuruma while it's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that you feel. I don't want you to yeah, it's a feast. I'll see the slow.
It's a Nindi.
Nindi, boy. The podcast and chill is about to be hectic, man. I want some fruits. I came here prepared because
fruits.
I know that. Boy, you ask a lot of shit, dog.
No, that's the stuff that people want to know, bro. Nah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, and you do the same on your show every Sunday. Yeah,
people want to know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same vibes.
Yeah.
Hey. So how are you going to feel after, like, Leto? It's just energy. It just gives you energy. You feel fresh.
So you'll feel refreshing. You'll feel hydrated. You'll feel boosted.
Wow.
You know?
Dope.
Later on, so don't you like sass? Yeah, you go to feel around.
Hey,
or what you did?
What
are we wanting to?
No.
Oh, no mund.
Yes.
If I read or
no, no mund.
He made it or
he made. Hey, yeah, he made.
Imagine why you taking time to pendul.
No, because I shut down. But he made.
Oh, right.
Asa ka ngene ri.
When no lara we want.
I don't know. I'm fast.
I'm fast.
Yeah.
Move.
What do you mean?
Which one?
The only one. I've been with the same one for like 7 years.
Yeah, they've got a kid together. Baby mama and all.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Shot and with a shot.
How did you get... How did you find out about this, dog?
About what?
About this... What we're doing. This Vitro, what?
So, I started... There's a lot of companies, I mean, that have been doing trips. Mm. Yeah, well,
the only trip I know is the shoe.
Nah.
And the fishy.
Yeah, well... I don't know. I don't even own one. But I'm dealing with drips that really kind of like help a normal human being. I mean, I stay fatigued all the time. So I was like, you know, the Jupjup brand is a, like, I've been endorsement free for the longest of times and I don't want to endorse anything. And ownership is currency for me. And I was like, if I want to do something like this, let me rather buy one, you know, so that I can do things differently that people are doing.
Mm.
So we recently just launched, so this is the mobile unit.
Yeah.
And then we also recently launched a carry pack that you can have a drip and a pill. So if I'm traveling out of town or you guys are out of town or wherever,
for sure,
you have that with you.
Yeah.
So it's you pop a pill. It's basically like you're actually taking a drip. Wow. Instead of having to go to the headquarters and actually do it, Jabba.
Oh, wow.
You maintain keep.
So can I drink? Can I keep drinking?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So, for you as well, like
collapsed. Okay. Yeah.
Wait.
Sope, why are you, good boy?
Put it down and relax.
So, manje, I sit here, manje, Bob Shai's hold.
Yeah.
Ne? If Bob Shai's hold, and then you really wanna like keep his slime and all that, come through to Vita Drip. I trip you up. If you wanna hydrate and everything, come through to Vita Drip.
How much is it?
You understand? There's different ones. There's different packages. I'm also trying to sort out a tube trip.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so that one which has got everything. Yeah. Well, so there's different fees, and as well, if you want your house calls for the mobile unit as well. But I mean, you're looking anything from 6 going up, papa, depending on the concoction you want.
Damn, dog.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. I want to talk about the music, dog. I'll tell you a crazy story. We were out in Ghana, ne? Interviewing the Drake of Ghana.
Yeah.
So we get to the venue where we're interviewing him, and he's chilling outside. I mean, he's chilling in the car.
In the car.
Because it's hot. So they always chill in the car with the fan on.
Right.
Aircon, yeah.
Bro, he literally bumped Nico Keller for like 10 minutes straight.
On repeat.
On repeat. In Ghana, like 2 weeks ago, bro.
You're lying.
Kid you not, Kwame Eugene.
Yeah. Kwame Eugene, that's his name.
Bro, please follow Kwame Eugene, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Huge artist.
Yeah, oh, yeah? Like we know Jube Jube is like, yo, he's my favorite artist, love the song.
Was he just about to perform?
No, we're about to do the interview.
We're about to do an interview.
Oh, I saw Bagatanda.
Yeah.
Literally was getting in the zone.
Yeah. Well, that's dope. That's blessings, man. It's good to hear that.
How did the song come about?
I'm glad in front of that I've been able, you know, God has been able, like, unkaya, the capacity and the muscle and the strength to be able to reach masses everywhere, you know, across borders, across oceans, because music like that, dog, there's people that are going through shit everywhere.
100%.
All the time. I don't care who you are, there comes a time where you really find yourself in the corner we want, a Cameroon. You understand? Ufunuk Tandas. And then, whatever that you may be doing, but you know what, there's going to come that time where you have to speak to him one-on-one. I don't know whether you're addressing him as God. I don't know whether you're addressing him
Allah.
As Father, Allah, Buddha. I don't know. But
let's go,
Chibs. I think it's a little rocket.
What? Rocket?
Yeah, a rocket. I felt that that song,
how did it come about?
Even when the song was done.
How did it come about, though?
It was Amarinkai Chance. Even when the song was done, it was not, I never expected it to reach and do what it did.
Yeah.
How the song came about?
Yeah.
2007.
Damn.
2007, I told each his old brother, I say, was a pyramid. Hey, Bampong, ayo.
Hey, in town.
Bampong in town.
In town, yeah.
Hey, Bampong, it's his old brothers. Bangana Mali. Like, they were from, hey, Laleni, you know? And I heard something in the studio, ngale. And I heard these guys doing music. And I was like, hey, I like your guys' sound, you know? Man, I was busy recording mine.
Yeah.
Eish. But something tells me, ogo tine, man. I was like, guys, let's work. Yeah, bo? And something told me what's in there, man.
Guys, my hand feels funny.
We're not.
This
I know.
Supposed to happen.
Yeah, supposed to happen.
Okay.
Men who choose to get
hey, goody.
Men who choose to get bad. Must have figured you change. So I was like, no, let's work and stuff. We started working. I didn't keep it in. So I said, no, let's start working. Something told me not to take out that album because I felt like it was not. It was not complete.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, bro. And then I went to them and I said, Chance. And at that time, my mom was going through the most. So as the Marohanyas were going through the most.
Sure.
Mom was in jail. I was going through some shit. I was being crucified for visiting my mom in jail. I was like, fuck this, man. You know? I went in. I was like, God, you know, show me a sign. Tell me what to do. So there's a song that we always used to sing at my mom's school. I went to the guys and I said, this is a song that I want to do. It's a hymn, but I want to do it my way. They said, what? I sang the hymn for them. They played the music.
Oh.
They said I must leave them for about an hour.
Koto. Castle Koto. And tell him a fruit. After an hour and a half, they said I must give them an hour. I went in an hour and a half. We figured up on thanks, bro. We figured up on a man figure. I found my fruit.
Ah,
this lifestyle. Live it.
We
have my fruit and money.
Oh, coach, when we were at it's like a fork. Oh, you used to. I'm from Bender. Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, I'm best running through the veins. You know? Yeah, bro. I'm not for rock or something, Chad. See, like, I'm not for rock.
I was a lad.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So the guys, then I went in, I asked them to leave me. I went in. I recorded the song, and for me, it was more of kind of like feeling energy from God, you know?
Yeah.
As to what I wanted, what I was going through. And little did I know that I was prophesizing some certain things.
Dude, you know? How so, crazy.
And I did not, I did not realize it, but it turned out the way it was.
Yeah.
It had meaning.
Yeah. Mom. Oh, thank you, bro. Oh. It's true that you have ghostwriters.
I don't have ghostwriters.
Yeah.
I've got a team.
Mm.
So I don't know where this ghostwriters and what that comes from. I believe in working with people.
Yeah.
I could have a writer that says, this does not need my voice.
For
and
sure.
I'm not going to be able to deliver it the way you know.
Yeah.
If I say, okay, Jens, we're going in, working on Jupe's album or working in a couple of singles. How we do this? I've got a whole team that really constructs. Because these are people that I work with that live with me on a day-to-day.
Mm.
People that understand what I go through.
Yes.
I let them see my bad times. I let them see my good times. So that they should understand that when we play this, fuck, I saw Ikhromani going through this.
Mm.
Then we have a discussion. We brainstorm this.
Mm. Yeah.
If I feel that he's writing something like, hey, I give I north. So we take that out. We write what, okay, if I go pre, because I've worked on pre.
Mm.
So everything has to be realistic. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, yes, I've got a team, and we write. I write most of my tracks, but I've got a great team, man, that co-write with
me. So who wrote Ndiko Kele?
I wrote Ndiko Kele.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Even the chorus?
It's a hymn. Ndiko Kele is a hymn.
It's a hymn, yeah.
I just, Ndiko Kele Grensha was sung by Oleseho, not Giselle Brothers.
Just
sung by Lesego and Giselle Brothers.
Giselle Brothers, I remember.
So they had a little squabble there, you know.
Yes.
Boy, you know why you brought me here. I'm not going to filter shit.
Of course.
No,
of course.
And I don't care who's going to be upset, Jabo.
Nah, we don't care.
So what happened to Tido Minato?
I heard he went on crack.
For real.
Tido from
Zulu Mob.
Zulu Mob?
Yeah.
For real. That's
he was doing so well. I was on Jam Alley presenting there.
Yeah, so I heard he went on crack. Tito was my hype man. We met because we're under, there was a stable called Bonzo Music, which is owned by a guy called Gabelo. He had Zulu Mob under him. And then I was under him as management. And that's how we met. When we went in, going into studio was more like, okay, sharp, you know, brainstorming around things or whatnot.
Yeah.
But when it comes to songs like vibey songs, on vibey songs, I got no problem with anybody co-writing.
Mm.
On tracks that directly speak to me, I don't let nobody touch that because nobody understands. Once after, I'm home in my bedroom. Nobody knows what I'm going through at that point 100%. In time.
Only you.
Only me. So I need to speak my truth so that the next person feeds off me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying something that I'm going through. Maragaz, no munye muntu that's going through the very same thing.
True.
It's just crazy how the world works.
And then who owns your masters?
I do. Nobody owns my masters.
So Ndiko Kele, you own the masters?
I own the master.
But it was released under Lance, wasn't it?
No. Where are you guys getting this information from?
No, that's why you're here. We asked.
That's why you're here to confirm.
Confirm.
So, Lance, get her off.
Yeah.
Remember I spoke about Bonzo Music?
Sure.
Choop Choop, Red Beat Entertainment.
Yeah.
Went on a JV with Bonzo Music.
Joint venture, okay. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, distribution...
was done by Lance. Distribution. So like right now, I own my masters, but on certain project, I'm on a 50-50 with 4 billion records right now. Distribution is done by Electro Mode, Chris Galakis.
Yes. Yes.
Distribution. Abo Lance bangazo snyela la. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Lance has fucked over so many people. He tried that shit with me, and he knows where he stood, him and Delphine, in front of me. So, I was raised up in a way that you work for your brand. You work for your bread, and nobody owns it. Any artist that comes under me, I'm going to teach them the same thing.
Wow, man.
Because this is all about growth. It's 100%. Not about greed. Because at the end of the day, when you're alone, I don't know, maybe it's because I've seen the devil face to face, I've seen God face to face, so I understand what God likes, what the devil, and I understand certain temptations. No good thing, boy. Hey. So whatever you do to the next human being, must say one, this is a coward. So it's the same thing that you do to people. So I don't encourage such things. I can make my money from gigs when it comes to music, from streams, from all those things.
Yeah.
But gents, there's other ways to make guap.
Yeah, 100%.
Why take food off somebody else's mouth? Yeah, bro?
Would you ever sell your masters right now? Like, we just went through COVID. You know, it's tempting, bro.
Yeah, some artists have done that.
Not a chance.
Nah.
I'd never do that because I know what hunger's like.
Yeah.
And I know what gold is like. So I'd rather stick with the gold and still in Lambi. Up until there's a passage, you're going to get a new gold. But even if I sell it, it's okay, peace. Because I want to remain relevant. And for me to remain relevant, I must own my shit.
Bro, how's the drip on you, bro? Because, hey, I'm
sure. I just got it now,
when
man.
You try, I just got it now. I'm not putting your dog. You've never had this.
And this is just big here.
You've never had this. I'm so long to you, billionaire. You've never had this.
Yeah, no. It was keep bakasha khaji. It was fucking good.
I'm telling you.
So, talk the remix.
Yeah.
Ane, why did you, like, decide a remix and that song and now? The timing of it. Because it was so random.
According to you, no?
Yeah, according to me. That's how I feel.
According to the world, it wasn't random because people constantly go through shit.
Ooh, true.
So, how the Cocaine and the Remix came up, I had a dream. You know?
Yeah.
Actually, more of like a vision.
Wow.
And bonus see you and.
Yeah, man.
It's funny because all these people that are on the remix. I saw these people, imagine, yes, who's excited, and when I wake up and I dream, I usually write it down, so I remember.
Sure.
So why are these people, Black Diamond, like why are these people, Mom Rebecca?
You saw them.
Why are Pupa and Mom Rebecca? Why, you understand?
Wow.
But these people are coming up, so I'm like, eh. So, what's the name, man? Anya Yega. Yeah, what? Shout.
Wow, man.
Yalala, yalala, yalala. Comes back again, but now in a different way.
Yeah,
yeah, well, I'm in studio. It's okay, sharp. I wake up. When I wake up, I'm trying to make sense of the stream throughout the day, and I remember very well. I just pulled up into my garage, and I picked up the phone and I called Ulutando from Giselle Brothers.
Yes.
And mind you, when I was having these dreams, I was working on my which was supposed to be an album, but due to the way the game has changed, I decided not to release an album now. Wanting to release single after single.
Number after number.
So I called Lutando and I said, Lutando, I want to do a remix. Yeah, bro? And he said, ish, I've been thinking about the same thing.
Wow.
Okay, sharp. So if you've been thinking about the same thing since Aranjan, hey, Lutando Mfana, I really don't know what happened, but you know, I don't regret having put the guys on.
Yeah.
What I am disappointed in is the way they carry themselves.
Giselle.
Yeah, man. The guys, they appear. They appear, and I don't like that treatment that I got. Yeah, well, because like, I put the guys on, you know, and after they started releasing their stuff, they got known. From Indico K. Now all of a sudden I'm like, yo, let's do this. Now I'm telling you, I mean, the Juke brand has grown. It's big for me. Yeah, so I've got a bigger team now.
Yes.
And I'm like, yo, gents, whether you like it or not, Mbatala. Nyimdala.
kunabantu la ama 2000 that are rocking the world.
True.
So we got to stay relevant.
Mm.
And how you stay relevant is you got to infuse the new sound to stay relevant.
100%.
And keep your team very, you understand? Ukuthi nibe relevant. Khona manje abapopi, there's nothing that's big. Ikon. Do you have Jesus Brothers on your playlist?
No.
I went.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm not. So, I mean, I'm quite relevant. So, you have to be, you have to humble yourself, dog. And understand what okay one I'm saying. Every day there's a new chup that's been born.
100%.
And unfortunately, we're servicing people. I can't do I'm telling music while I'm.
Yeah.
I'm doing it so that somebody can go buy it. I am a cheater. So I'm
stronger,
like, okay, fine.
I need stronger.
Oh, it's like not the point.
Young man.
So I said, okay, no. I've got these guys, Wabo.
Yeah.
Surprise in Zimande. I've got Big Les for real. These guys, I want them to work with you guys, which is our brothers. Let's see how we can fuse in the sound.
Yeah.
Because they've got that new sound.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that old sound.
Exactly.
And, you know, let's just merge everything and make this exciting.
Yeah.
And they said, who do you have in mind? And I was like, no. Before I tell you who I have in mind, let's just, can we do that? Yo, I'm fine. I actually can kulum.
What?
I actually can kulum, but no, we can't work with anybody. Yo. And what? Not in a sharp, I'm gonna flop. Not okay, sharp chance. You do understand, Ogoti, you did the music for Indigo Kela, right?
Mm.
Yes, you do, right? You do understand that it's my track, right? Yes. So you do understand that I'm feeding you, right?
Mm.
Yes. So you do understand, Ogoti, for me to collect the money in the you cannot collect the money in the unless I collect it. You do understand that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. Okay, then we don't fucking work.
Hmm.
Mm. So they acted all superstardom for me.
Hey, dog.
I was like, okay, so we leave them. Then I took Surprise and I took Les. I had a meeting with them. And I said, Jens, this is the dream that I had. I saw Mom Rebecca.
Black
Pastor
Diamonds.
Benjamin Dube, I should tell you about him. This dude did a lot for me when I was going through shit.
Wow.
I mean, he paid about 50 or 80 grand towards my legal fees.
Wow, man.
And
Benjamins.
And, yeah, and I was, yeah, he's got the Benjamins. And I was,
he's got the,
you know,
the pink drums.
You know, and now he's blessed.
Yeah,
he's a blessed man of God.
Wow,
and
man.
I was introduced to him by Utema Skim GP. And then Mom Rebecca, Black Diamond, Oslebo Sekhobela, Mlindo, you know, and
I think you're leaving out a name.
You know, and how this other guy came about. I was at that time there was some stuff happening in Nigeria.
Mm.
And I had wanted a foreign, because he was not part of the thing, but it was very blurry. You know? I knew that it had to be a foreign artist.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then,
Yeah, of course.
They love that sound. Yeah, it's big.
Tina, Skruba na manajire.
Yeah.
Tina, wanya, we love the swag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sharp. How about we get Burna?
Sure.
And then, the team tries to get Burna. Burna is overseas.
Mm.
Schedule is jam-packed.
Mm.
I tell this guy is like, hey, I'm fit.
He's burned out.
There's this guy
couldn't
that
get a hold of him. He was on the burner phone.
There's this he's like, yo, there's this guy that I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's this guy? He's like, no, this guy is a friend of mine. I said, who? He says, Tikinzi.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, for real? Tikinzi? He said, yeah. And this guy, I had this dream. Yabo?
Mm.
And this guy's like, yo, okay, I will fund this.
Oh.
I'm like, for real? Oh, okay. I'm not flop.
Mm.
We are fine. So, we studio, you know how much it is, right?
Yeah.
And the producers, you know how much it is.
Yeah.
That's how you show. Because it's very easy for people saying they want to partner with Joop, but they don't know how big Joop is. So, I cannot do isn't as mediocre.
Yeah.
Especially if a music video lasts forever. and a song lasts forever.
True.
You can't bet on that.
Yeah.
Yao Tam, Yapatale Stud. Yao Tam, Yapatalama Produce.
Wow.
Yapatalama backing vocalist to come through, obviously, as a session.
Mm.
Come the time of the video. Hey, the video, my guy. I said, my G, this video is going to cost us this much. Now, when I'm finna kwenya manamati, it was hard to swallow. Wow. Like, no, it's expensive. Why can't you do it? Yeah, you die. So let's wait. Like it's not going to work. Wow. Mm. He ended up coughing it up. We did the video. We used his guy, Ute Kenzie. And immediately after that video was shot, I had another vision.
Hey, bud.
Utene, this is an amazing project, but you can't reap the fruits from this.
Mm.
So all this have to go to the families of the deceased.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes. You know? From the accident, yes. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. Sharp. So I tell Untaga, I'll find it.
Oh, shooty. Oh, return yeah. Investment.
Hey, yeah. Money's not coming, bro.
I tell Untaga, there, child. Beg again. Guso na so na so na so. He's like, how much? I'm like, everything. But we give sales, all the families. You don't take nothing. I don't take nothing. I can give you my gigs. Minang sharp.
Wow, man.
And you did that?
Yeah, but then Okumbula, we were at a time where this whole COVID thing emerged.
For sure.
Yeah.
You were just
so
about.
Yeah. So man, my gig and stuff really, you know?
Yeah.
So basically living off streams.
Mm.
I in the cocaine pool, man, violet the key. Gold. It key. Platinum. Ah, I do we call that manager 15,000 copies is whack. Just wait. Platinum. It's better than anything. Sat down with Chris and I was like, Chris, I want this money to accumulate.
Mm.
Once this money accumulates, because I made a public announcement about giving the money to the families of the deceased, I have to make a public announcement when the money is now accumulated, say I'm a bed and I'm a heaps, just pissing an eye to the relevant people.
Mm.
So till now the money is building up.
Wow.
That money has not been touched. I've gone separate paths with the person that put in money there because I cannot mean based on isn't there some clubbing?
Agreements sure. Are clubbing. Yeah.
So I would rather owe him than me getting shit namatlos.
Oh yeah, because my big shire.
Yeah, you understand. So it's that, and that kind of taught me. But still, with that, I stayed with the master.
Yeah.
And that kind of taught me that, you know, not everybody's going to understand your journey. Not everybody's going to understand your path.
Yeah.
But you need to stick by it because it's very temptatious to... Hey, it's long. Since I'm a fruit, you call me like temptation.
Yeah, temptation.
It's very temptatious.
I approve.
So, on the dark path. So, yeah.
Listen, dog.
Yeah, my chief.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before, I want to ask, in the visions of the artists you saw in the remix... Did you see something Soweto? Because I heard you reached out to him, and he said no.
So, the names that I mentioned are the names of the people that I saw.
Okay.
Ushava was one of them, and Something Soweto was one of them. Mm. When I picked up the phone, and I called all these people, it was so weird because everybody was like, I phoned Mom Rebecca, I got to Mom Zo.
Let's rock.
I want to do this and this. I told him, yes.
Let's rock.
I phoned the bishop. I said, Dad, I want to do this and this. He's like, my son, I'm there. Just give me the time and date.
Exactly.
I phoned Ohosi, Black Diamond.
Yes,
Ohosi.
Ambitious. Yeah.
Ohosi was like, my guy,
what do
I'm
you need?
In. What do you need, you know? Mm. I phoned him Lindo. I phoned Unyiko.
Let's go.
That's holding him Lindo.
Manager.
He's like, we're there, you know? So everybody was like, yes. Without, dog, some of them did not even let me finish. It's almost like they knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Ay, nya phone nage, I'm a superstar, let's just call a T-Fab. Nya phone la, ay.
Stop on the same thing.
I'll stop. What's my spell? What? Come.
Osamke. Don't know.
Is it cool like a T-Fab?
I saw T-Fab.
So,
hey, it's a drip, guys.
So, so you call Sam. So I'm like, ah, nya phone, man phone. First, my team DM'd him. Yeah, well. Mm. Eh, no response. But here's the thing. He's now going. You know, when God has blessed you, dog, there's nothing anybody can do.
Zero.
Nothing.
Nothing zero. Can stop
they that. They can bro. Try and find and rip you apart. They can cut you up. There's nothing they can do.
Nothing.
Here's the funny part. Something Soweto is now seeing someone he's singing the Kokele. I'm not saying the Kokele
I know
mine.
That video.
So, the Kokele, I don't own it.
I know that video.
It's a hymn, anybody.
For sure.
Yes, but yes. It's almost like the South African anthem.
Yes. Like Sister you Bettina. Can sing,
exactly. Mm. You understand? Nobody owns it.
Mm.
People that own that song, they died more than 150, 100 years ago.
Yeah, man.
But it's a hymn. Now, it's a battle of who can do it better. You can drive a Benz, you can drive a, but it's who's running the Benz and how clean are you keeping it?
Yeah.
Why is mine and yours different?
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, now we're singing it.
On stage, I saw that.
I'm sure he looked at it like this. I imagine he's got that.
Yeah. I'm rocking.
Mm. Okay. Phone, if only Kalepali. Then we get a text. No, we are not interested. I'm looking at all these people. I'm like, you know, it's funny. Legends, people that have been in the industry for so many years.
Mam Ribs.
For so many years. Mam Ribs has got a room.
Yo.
It's got a room so big from here to there.
Wow.
It's full, boy, of awards. Full.
Yeah.
From the 80s. You understand what I'm saying? How is it that Umam Rebecca is so down to earth?
Mm.
Yo.
Umam Rebecca on the video, she was the funniest person.
Mm.
She made everybody laugh, dog. The bishop, dog, he's so... The bishop, we, you know when you shoot a video, you run late.
Yeah, of course.
My people were running late with food. Mm. He sat. Mm. You know, like he waited for like a good hour.
This wow. is the bishop.
He's like, yeah, it's the bishop. He's like, son, don't worry, I'm here. My food is coming, don't worry. Just take it easy. You know? Black Diamond was so humble. They were actually listening to Samuel Muti in the car. They're like, ah, crop man, we're here. You know? Yeah. They're like, they were listening to Samuel Muti before he came out. They're like, no, we're here.
You know, so I'm like, honored, man. It's a great
yeah,
song.
So
yeah.
I'm like, it's so sad when you look at these guys, and I've been in the game longer than them. And, you know, people still respect me. People still look up to me. People
yeah.
say,
yeah.
you know, and then we figure out something so way to Laba Kula Jengabo Prince, and the next thing,
that's fucked up, bro.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a bad attitude. You
yeah,
know?
It is, though.
And I don't care him, his manager, if they got a problem, they must come to me. I don't care. But what they did was wrong. And what I've noticed is that when you do something to me, especially if it's spiritual, isn't those akas to come be the clean? So I'm still asking now, where's something so wait?
Hey.
But now look at everybody. Look at everybody that was on the Kokele and look at how well they're doing.
You're right.
Yo,
so some things work.
Same things.
Same things work spiritually. Same things work spiritually.
Yeah.
In Soweto.
Yeah. Dog, let's talk about life before you went to jail, bro. How was it, dog? Where were you chilling?
It was the best.
Bro, what were you doing? What was going on? Because I looked at you on TV, I'm like, those niggas are fucking rock stars.
Rock star.
I wanted to be like Joop Joop, bro.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Yeah. What was going on?
It was the best. Yo, man.
Good times.
Ah, boy. Like, everything was just saucy, boy.
Yeah.
It's been a bit soft. Everything was nice, you know.
You were getting gigs.
Listen, dog. Like, it was, I mean, I was on, I don't know how many TV shows at the same time. When I left this channel took me. When I left this show took me. When I left the show, it was always back to SAPC Mnet. Mnet, SAPC, it was, you know? And I was baggy as fuck. I was this boy that went to school overseas. You
give
know,
me,
it
give,
was
give
dope.
Me a weekend, like a normal weekend.
I was throwing parties. Yeah, everybody knew. Come to the South, and actually, and Najub got the best parties. I was known for the best parties.
I had a whole lot of, I was pretty much what women call cute.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, if a guy is cute, you will have a following of women.
100%.
Coming to your party.
Mm.
So, therefore, I had a whole lot of niggas as well around me.
Mm.
Then there were another team of people that I just never knew.
Because
They just wanted to be part of the nice life.
Mm.
But we're throwing parties, boy, anytime we're in Joburg.
Mm.
If we're not in Joburg, you know that we're getting somewhere.
Mm.
But when we're in Joburg, and I remember the aftermath, I would always fight with my mom about the aftermath on a Sunday because, hey, you got it in, fan. I'm a rosa, I'm a condom. Upside down. Like, you understand what I say?
Yeah.
It was just crazy. But I was like, but ma, you want me to throw it here? It was fun. I had a great time growing up.
Which ladies were you smashing there? Was it Amanda Dupont?
She was one of them.
Nah.
Ooh, yeah. You were smashing that.
Yeah, before you went to jail.
Oh,
yeah.
How was that relationship like?
It was good. I fucked up.
Yeah.
Because... I had a stupid...
I'm here, I saw Amanda Dupont.
So... I was dating Amanda. She was still an after.
Yeah.
When we dated, we relationship went on for about 3 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time, bro.
That's
a long time.
And then we stayed together in the South.
You stayed together? Damn, this was serious, bro.
Yeah, so
I thought it was a hit and run.
I fucking said.
I thought so, too, up until Asia. I thought so too, but yeah, and then yeah, I we moved in together. She moved out where she was staying, stayed together, and then Esan, like I was saying, Uchu bin Fada, like there was just so many temptations, but me being with Amanda, it was never about me na umfebe. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mina, guno muntu. Oguti, when I was with Amanda, this person mina ngvele ngabona nje ichichi.
Yeah.
Ichichi mina mangibona ichichi hayi ngithi ne. Ay, but ichichi ambona ukuthi hayi no fit wa ngithi ngizoqama ngidlule.
Let's operate.
Yeah, let's operate. Just like any other gen. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So, it was supposed to be that, yabo. And at that time, this person dog, she knew a lot of journalists. She knew a lot of, like, she was, everywhere. Before I knew it, there's a picture of me and her in the newspaper. Amanda saw it. When I got home, Amanda moved out.
Damn.
I think the biggest I never saw it coming, but I saw myself spending a lot of time with Okeli, but I did not know what she'd done for that to happen. I was almost like shying a cake swing.
What she had done?
Well, look, it's not anything new. Everybody knows Kelly uses Mooty.
Mooty.
Yeah, so everybody knows Kelly uses Mooty, and I guess maybe she used that for me to stay.
About her.
No.
Nah, bro. No.
Yeah.
Mama with Mooty.
So yeah, you know.
That's
so
crazy, bro.
So
you broke up with Amanda because of Kelly?
Yeah.
Damn. And basically. How do you meet Kelly?
And Mautia Pega, ne? Growing up in Pilimpili Opchita.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Naturally.
So Mautia Pega at that time. Mina Maum Pega. Mina. Begu Amanda Dupont or Begu Kelly. The equation was not adding up.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there was no ways ever
that I would have gone for Kelly over Amanda.
Of course, of yeah, course.
Bro? Your sober mind and
yeah, so yeah, because I remember and the first time I'm shy, I was with Tabu at thing is Zizikota's party.
This is the first time you meet her.
The first time I'm shy.
Oh, I'm shy. Yeah. Okay.
So we put
I was at that party, dog.
This is got to
yeah, Tabu.
Back
yeah,
then,
yeah.
Yeah. So wild, it was wild. So that was the time.
Yeah.
That was the time she was there with. I was there with. Well, I was there alone, but her sister was there with Kelly.
Yes.
You know, and it was just so unfortunate, you know. And yeah, that's it.
How did you know though, Uti, that she lured you with?
My mother told me.
Oh.
My mother told me, and then mangibheka my actions wami nami ngithi ngiyabona ukuthi ne man. I'm a good dude. I got a conscience. I got a good heart. You know, I don't think I would have done that to her. You know, and not only was that happening, but also for me to go home, sometimes it was kind of hard. Man, the episode with the Kelly was not good. So yeah, that was it.
Dude, it was crazy. The first time I met you was with Kelly.
Where?
Because I owned a club in Katlehong called Paparazzi. And I was working with her sister, right?
Right.
So her sister's like, let's bring Kelly. I'm like, clean.
Yeah.
So you guys come.
Yeah, together.
It's him and Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
First thing, they saw me, and they're like, yo, dude, where's the kitchen?
Oh,
high as fuck, dog.
Yeah.
Went to the kitchen, did their things, and then performed. Wow. And then I looked at this, I'm like, this nigga's wild, bro.
No, we had a good time.
Do you remember that night, bro?
No, I don't. I don't blame me.
Ubani ufaka omunye like in the coke? Is it or like did you already you were both?
Yeah, because she said in an interview that you introduced her to coke.
Yeah.
She knows the truth, yabo. There's no such. She's had so much of a fucking rampage to go on and talk about. Kelly's a victim. As far as everybody's concerned, Kelly's a victim.
For sure.
Kelly has not done anything wrong. It's either somebody's done something bad to her or somebody took a head and said, take a line of coke. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
It's not that, you know? I've never once forced Kelly to do anything, you know? Me being fatigued, doing show to show, back to back,
for sure,
up and down. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, for me, look, I believe that every artist in the country has got. Thank you, Mamzo. Every artist in the country has got they what do they call it?
Demons.
No, not demons. They've got their.
Oh, clutch, like that thing.
No, they've got the
outlet.
No, and I fail this game. And these niggas, like, I fail, I fucked up. Like, what could I have my class, my team was, my enemy, like, no.
You're saying that thing that, like,
everybody's
that
everybody's got that.
Whether it's weed,
into my
alcohol, yeah.
Everybody's got that something.
Yes.
It's either too much coffee, it's either too much sugar,
lean,
it's either too
sex,
much alcohol, or too much sex, or too much coke, or too much. Yours is too much alcohol.
Yes.
And violence. But
everybody. No, not here.
No, I never. But as in. It's Anya's. Take your time. So there's just too much. Like, so there is nobody. I feel, or I have not met. I may be wrong, but till this far, I've not met anybody that does not have a craving of some sort,
for sure,
or an addiction of some sort.
Yes,
in the industry, especially creatives.
Yes.
Now let's forget about us that are in front of the camera.
Yeah.
The ones in the back that go through. Like Lord Akha, we are shy. So
you're right, man. 100%.
So everybody, dog, and you know, it's just funny how they, like, when people will look at us, they expect to see God and they worship us. Like, we're not gods.
Or perfect.
We're just like any normal person.
Do you remember your first line, though?
You understand what I'm saying? I didn't get the pendulum.
It was a lady.
So,
I woman, Zamba won't lay.
I've never ever. And at that time, I felt like having 6 to 7 shows in a day. If I have to perform the way I performed on the first and second, third gig,
My last gig is like at 4 a.m. I need an up, man.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't smoke weed. Mm.
Yeah,
you
know? True.
Mang teng is all, ngatin teng up tong. Yabo. So, hey. Isn't it just Zang Zamisi X days? Guys, I mean, I have fucked up. I was smiling to the wrong people. You know? And people, you know. You know, so I'm there, I'm like thinking, and I'm to my peg, you know, I saw, you know, and people are thinking, hey, Then they introduced me to Ilan Tuzan, and I want to know, yay.
What's that?
Coke.
Okay, yeah.
Then I want to know energy. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But I was rocking the shows like nobody's business.
Mm.
Get in. So, me, basically, I was using it. Not on every day.
For sure.
I was using it on a time either if I'm performing.
100%.
And at that time, I was also, so it was also a bit of peer pressure.
Yeah.
Where I was also told to know his style.
Yeah, sure.
And I mean, we all go through that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Your first line. Tell us about your first line, bro.
I'm trying to remember my first line.
Yeah.
Before you try to remember, what was your last communication with Kelly?
What do you mean?
Like, talking, communicating with them, be it phone, text, or anything.
What do you mean? It's 2021 now. What do you mean? When was my last conversation?
Oh. Like, what was it? Not when. What was it? The last time you spoke to her.
I wanted my son.
Mm.
That was my last conversation with her. I wanted my son.
And how did that go?
You see, I'm just fed up, man, you know, about the bullshit that's been going on.
Mm.
I mean, I went to jail. I came, you know, while I was in jail, there was a lot of shit that was spoken about me.
For sure.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
I did not have a voice. Mm. I was highly arrested, locked up, put my eyes in the seventh slide.
Mm.
You know, I've got no voice.
Mm.
But I'm trending from behind bars.
100%. Yeah.
It just did not make sense.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so a bunch of journalists are pussies because they don't give me the opportunity to be able to talk. They're writing things. There's always two sides to a story.
Mm.
There's always two sides to a story.
Mm.
So I would not call anybody stupid for believing what Kelly is saying.
Mm.
Anybody can believe whoever.
Yeah.
But Mina, I'm fed up because she ran with it. She ran with it and
she knows you.
And she knows me. Mm. I mean, she's the mother of my child.
For sure.
What I expected from Mukeli, I expected that, you know, look, she would have had the brains enough to say, you know, that's the father of my child.
Mm.
That's the kind of mentality that I would have expected from her. But we're not raised the same way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The reason why I've not said anything bad about Ukeli is because Ukeli is the mother of my child. And I respected her up until the so-called reality show came out of Showmax. So, and it's just so fucked up that even Showmax, a big company like that themselves, they can actually plan a whole fucking reality show. First of all, I don't remember a reality show like Faga Kwenye Makeup.
Hmm.
Yeah,
they plan reality. A whole thing, and they say it's about to choop choop. How does a whole reality show be synthesized around choop choop, and 20% of it is just about her music?
And you're not there.
And I'm not there.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So I can't take it away. Okay, Kelly's got an amazing voice, the most powerful voice ever. In fact, she's maybe the top five of South African female vocalists in the country till date.
I agree.
And I can never take that against her.
Mm.
If Okay, Kelly went through shit, I was never going to do what Kelly did.
Hmm.
Because she's the mother of your child.
Exactly. So, Ukeli, there's a woman called Osera. There's a woman, what's her surname? Guys, help me. There's a guy called Bonsai. Do you remember Bonsai?
Yeah, Bonsai, the producer, record label guy, yeah.
Who was that woman that was married to Bonsai? Sarah Langa?
Ew.
I don't know.
No, not Langa.
But you see.
Definitely not Langa.
Yeah, but you see. but you see that woman that was married to Bonsai?
Yeah.
That woman was like some sort of manager or Begatola my gigs or I'm a
booking agent.
Yes, because Bonzai was the first like record label she was signed to or producer. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
I don't know that, but
yeah, I'm like just, she produced that.
I'm fit. I mean, okay. I know.
Yes, okay.
Bonzai, that woman, when I was going down, I remember very well, Mfan. Okay, went to go meet up with Sarah at the lane. And I never forgot the look on Kelly's face when she came back from the glen.
Hmm.
Boy, I'm not stupid. Yeah, well.
Mm.
And one of the reasons why I'm still here today is because Amadlozam, they don't take shit.
Mm.
And God loves me to fucking bits. That's why I put it on my neck and I move with it proudly that I'm God's child and you can't fuck with me.
Mm.
That look that I saw, I knew something was up. Abu Kelly, when I was going down, Ukeli, big up is in what? This woman told Ukeli, Apale in what? Leon what had a whole lot of things in it. Little did I know my name was in it. Ugo to me, I did this, 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 I did this.
And you're still together at that time?
We're still together. So, I basically lived with somebody that was digging a hole for me.
Damn.
So, and
Jesus,
the book came out now when I'm on trial.
Mm.
So it's going from bad to worse.
Yeah.
I'm told.
Sera sitlayelo.
So, and then from there, finally, everything went bad. So, Kelly had a team at that time that was telling her wrong things, I'm sure. Mm. Yeah, well, okay, finally, I would go to court, I'm in a fair, finally, like, fashion parade. Yeah, well, four kids are dead, two paralyzed. I'm going through the most. I've lost so much fucking weight. And at that time, things, they're constantly planning and plotting things.
Damn.
I'm sleeping in the same bed with this woman. The food, dog, we waned to a point where there was no fucking money. I'm living with this person. She's digging a grave for me. But the rest, I guess, they'll see on the documentary. But then, nonetheless, when I said I respected Ukeli up until this reality thing, it's because Show Max, I'm so disappointed in them. Yeah, well, they plan everything around Uchubchub. Ukeli went on saying Uchubchub does not want to see his son. Uchubchub is a deadbeat dad. Uchubchub is a what. Uchubchub in chup this, chup that. Kelly's been saying that. And Ukeli ngathi one time uJabulile, like I don't know what's going on. But ngiyabona ukuthi lo muntu has contradicted somewhere. And mina, dog, I'm sitting at home.
Yeah.
I'm watching this. Bengathi ngamhlebela ngathi soyabhayisa. You understand what I'm saying? Why are you contradicting yourself? I don't care what you're doing. Why are you bringing my son into this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So now they brainwash the little man. And now but the little man ukuthi athi
no way.
And
no
then
ways, bro.
I mean, so I remember when I did Somizi's dinner at Somizi's.
Yes.
There was this guy, Legend
Mangale.
Legend Mangale.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we know Legend.
I picked up the phone and I told Legend, ne, if he ever flighted that shit, that stunt that they pulled, I was gonna fuck him up and make some pen and I. Because my family's a no-go zone.
Yeah.
What stunt? Oh, from the dinner?
No. Ukeli, they shot something where Ukeli came across like Ukeli's calling my dad.
Hey.
Do you understand?
Hey.
I can call my dad now and put him on the speaker now, and you can hear what was going on. I then told my dad, I was like, aye, pops. But they were shooting while Kelly was talking on the phone.
Damn.
So I remember, I don't know if you guys remember, there's a clip that came out where Kelly's saying, I've tried to reach out to Umlemo. I've tried to do this. She hasn't done shit. Kelly's done fuck all. So I'm using this platform, man, to say that the world, everybody's been saying, Chup, why are you not fetching your son?
Yeah,
Chup, why are you not doing this? People don't know what I'm going through.
Yeah.
People don't know what she's doing or the lies that she's telling.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is my camera here?
This one.
This is my camera. Mm. I'm going to show you something.
That's wild, bro. That's wild.
Bro. So I'm going to show you something. So
as
finally
a father,
now,
that's fucked up, man. So as,
now,
a father myself,
as a dad, I'm a dad, bro. And
so like, now, Kelly,
that's the worst that could ever happen. It has never happened, but it's
Kelly,
my worst nightmare.
I think Kelly has said, ne, that, man, I never reached out to my son.
Yeah.
I picked up the phone.
Yeah.
I never had Kelly's number.
Yeah.
I picked up the phone, and I phoned Usomizi. That's Usomizi. I'm dying inside.
Mm. Yeah,
and I'm breaking. My body's deteriorating. I need my son. I need my little man. And I'm not going to explain to anybody why now.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there was a whole little rampage in Zagalayaga kid. Man, I go with things according to a certain way that I'm supposed to do them. If I am told, man, I want to do this, I will do it. If I'm told, I want to don't do this, I'm not going to do it. So me, so me just says, Papa, why? Wabo? Kino kwa tango sak? Wabo? Are you know? I suggest hore reska uska is erike mo phone lepil. O phone lukeli. Maga phone lukeli. Obo zukeli. And then ukeli tells some izo kuti no yasin. Ndele utanga phone il. We zaga njenga timi no already send the number gakeli.
Ish.
You understand?
You've got her number.
I already got her number. Dog, I've got files on everybody.
Oh.
Even the one sitting next to me.
Ah, what files? No, I don't have files, my dog.
Yes,
I'm eating strawberries, dog.
So. He's like, relax.
Tugi, inside, yeah, he's inside. Inside is like, you want to be there? What's going on? Man, just cut that one out.
You know what I mean? So I said, so he comes back to me and says, no, what's up, I can KL. Kelly would some Romela voice note.
Yo.
Now, this is chance. Lomtana Luagas Nyobanga. Unyobe him.
Yeah.
Your father,
yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So, we've got a little man that's growing. This boy has been expelled from this school to this school to this school.
Oh, no,
as a black person, I know what my little man is going through.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that my ancestors are fighting for him.
Yes.
I know that the boy is supposed to have my surname.
Hmm.
Why are you blocking that?
Yeah.
So put our differences aside.
100%.
I've been quiet.
Mm.
And I never said shit.
Mm.
But now, I want the world to see what kind of person Ukeli is. So, I don't know Uti, what it is, but if somebody can be fighting with their sister,
their blood.
Ooh.
Mina, what am I?
Ooh.
So she's literally killing my little man just for her pride. Why can't we co-parent? Because if I have to go legally, I'm going to win.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Every man is entitled to their kid.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Every man.
So, now South Africa and the world, Ukeli says I never reached out to her. This is a voice note, man.
Please, you see? Speaker.
Yeah. You see, Uguti, that's, you see?
Kelly K.
Yeah. Kelly K.
Yeah, I want a voice note. It's delivery, man. It was not read.
Mm.
That's the voice note that I sent.
I can help you good. Lemo. Look, I'm gonna try and keep this as short as possible. I'm a Kokrandi and I have also recently come to witness certain things as a Kokrandi as well. Regarding the situation here to no boy. Look, please, I need my boy. Oh boy needs his father. And please, can we meet at your soonest convenience and spawn a Uti? You know, how we can address the issue of a boy and any other issue that you wish to address. I just like Uti T and NJ. So we got differences aside for the sake of a boy. Amongst other things, that I just do not want anything to disturb this process. So, please, can you get back to me? as soon as we can. Thanks.
So I want you, I want you to tell me something. Ne? If a man comes from jail, ne? I haven't seen the world. I come from jail. My little man is there. She's been saying a whole lot of shit. How the fuck does a broken man take care of a little child? I need her to heal. You know when they say you gotta love yourself and take care of yourself first before you can love somebody?
Yes.
I need her to heal, my nigga. If my champ sees me broken, it's gonna fuck him over.
Of course. Yes, definitely.
And then we ask ourselves, why do our kids become murderers? Why
he's
do
our super kids hero. Become
do you understand what exactly? Yeah, so I need to show that I can't break.
Can't.
I need to also understand Uguti what the world is like on the outside. So I can raise them Jengo Baba Okren. So this was my first attempt.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to show you her response.
Yeah.
Now, this is somebody that's saying, I haven't reached out, ne?
Yeah.
And all these stupid people on social media that have got free data to talk shit and say, Uchu is not doing anything.
He's a deadbeat.
Or whatnot. Mm. By the way, while I was in jail, I sent Christmas gifts for three years, and they were turned back.
Mm.
Oh. I was working with a guy called Pablo. I used to give Pablo money to go and buy gifts. I bought my son a truck, a big, like, truck.
Those electric ones, yeah.
Where's Ganja? I go to buy electric. Where's
Ganja? Hey. Are you the one who said, ah, Kenny, this doesn't be saying that. Where's Ganja?
I go to electric. No, it wasn't electric. It's one of those, you know, like steam amul, right?
Oh, okay.
The red one.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It was that and a couple of other things. Okay, at that time, I got a spirit view. Pablo would
Google,
go,
yeah,
Google, would go take it back, and then that time she received the gifts. Second year Christmas, nyapanti tapoint don't sit there matan,
yeah,
no pussy, no prawns, no fuck all. Send another gift, yaham, she turned it back. Ever since all those years, she's been turning things back. Now I realize you go to now, okay, Lee was wanting a Christian not to know Tama like a go to ban. Because okay, Lee now was jumping from relationship to relationship to relationship. I never once said to okay, Lee, what if I see another man holding my child? I never said that.
Yeah.
I realized I'm locked up and I just want the best for Christian and I don't want anything bad or anything to happen.
Yeah.
So I allowed Kelly to be okay. But she turned those gifts away. You read English.
Yeah.
You speak English.
100%.
So I want you to read out her response.
Yeah.
Yo.
This is heavy, bro.
Bro, man. I mean, just give the kids his gifts.
This is the response.
Christmas. Right,
so this is Kelly's response.
Greetings, Hope. All is well. I got your message. Due part of my late response, I had taken time to think and make sense of this, especially the why now part, after almost 11 years of being made to be the bad guy who denied you access to my son when you've never even tried. I say my son because at this point, nothing qualifies you as his father.
Oh.
I had to question your intentions. Is this based on pure intentions and really wanted to be present in Kwesi's life, or is it based on your selfish reasons and discomforts of being an absent father? Do you even know or understand what it means to be a present parent to an 11-year-old boy? Are you even up for it? Will you stick around when the going gets high?
Oh, that was the wrong choice of words.
maybe that was her state.
Can I trust you to be a good role model for him as a man? Never mind my reservations about you. At this point, I'm just a mom who wants the best for her son. The last thing I need is open the door and have you break my little boy's heart. He's a beautiful, loving, respectful, thoughtful, kind, and intelligent young man, Mulemo. And I don't want to see him hurt. However, I do believe we all deserve a chance to prove ourselves. As for meeting up with you, I really don't see it necessary. This is not about me. It shouldn't be. In conclusion, I will connect you with my attorney, Miss Magdalene Munsami from Munsami Attorneys, regarding a way forward where Kwesi is concerned. That's the best I can do for now. Regards, Miss Kamalo.
So first of all, I don't know who Kwesi is. Okay. Secondly, if this is not about her, why is this message about her? Okay.
And her lawyer.
Yeah. Thirdly, I'm not sure if I'm on my phone or what, because I've never received a call. Excuse me. I've never received a call. So, till today, it's silenced.
Huh.
And now the same very person, I'm not saying, look, I get along with the Somis. Somizi and Kelly are besties. Yabo?
Yeah.
I just asked myself, Uguti, what is Somizi saying to Ukeli after talking to me? And if Somizi is a good friend to Ukeli, why doesn't Somizi, even if I phone in, but dude, I reached out to him.
Mm.
Speak some sense into your friend. That's why I'm going to tell I'm climbing so it's a fake, because if your friend is doing something wrong, dog, speak some sense.
Call them out.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what so, real friends do.
Remember I told you and I said to you, it's happened and it's been like that, my guy.
When last did you see him?
Kelly did not know, but there was a time when I spoke to my boy on FaceTime. And my best friend's daughter went to school with him in Foy's. And that's when he went there in the morning. I woke up, I saw him, and I broke down, fucked up.
Wow.
Of course.
I looked like I was looking into the mirror, you know? Yeah. So she did not know.
Yeah, he looks just like you.
Yeah, so secondly, I love Kelly's sister, Uzandi. I think she's been a great fucking aunt to that boy. Kaylee's never been present that much in Christian's life, and that's the truth.
That's why she doesn't like presents in your son's life.
Exactly. I look at the pictures.
I could have to return your presents for Christmas.
Yeah.
He doesn't want him to have presents.
No, she doesn't. It's all good. Hey, Dom, so that's I thought I'm gonna pull my hip, bro. I kinda like a clean dude, but
is there still a custody battle?
Of what?
For your son. He's still in guys in court.
You see, if Kelly was smart, she wouldn't have said the legal what.
Yeah.
About lawyers and what. Because there, every man is entitled to their kid.
Yeah.
Every woman is entitled to their kid. I'm not a sperm donor.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, Uti, God forbid, if I die and I've not seen my son, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to go well for a kid.
Mm.
True.
Nothing's going to go well for her. She'd just rather just forget it. Because someone can feel to like, I'm a lifeline. Mina Uti njama loza mang pigi. No matter someone can still not kill yourself. Someone can say a poet or something. So, man, okay, he just needs to give me my son before I start talking about other things.
So, what did you think after you got that message?
I just feel, and I think it's always been, I don't know what's happening in other people's households, but whatever happened between me and Okeli should be between me and Okeli. Umtuana has got nothing to do with it. She is saying this has got nothing to do with her, but she's making it about her.
Of course.
If she says I'm going to disappoint him or what, how? Do you understand? Mm. Allow me as a father to fuck up.
Yes. You
know? Don't come and say you're going to fuck up, therefore I'm not going to see him.
Mm.
Allow me, you know, give me a chance to be able to be with my son. I tried to do this thing in a civil way.
Mm.
The reason why I reached out to Okay is because I know, dog, everything that Juke does, understand?
Yeah.
Like, that's not what I wanted. And I never wanted a Christian to be on, like, with my TV and covers and all those things. And I told Kenny this when Uboy was still young.
Mm.
So, obviously, maybe they paid her money for her to be taking covers on my magazine. You know how journalists are shady like that. Back then, they pay you to do covers and stuff. So, I just wanted a chance with my boy, because I know 5 minutes with that little man, Angayi, he's going to feel the difference.
Mm. What would you say to him if he's watching this right now?
I love him. Champ, I love you. And obviously, you know, there's been certain things as Nzayele that he would not understand.
Mm.
And as a man, there's certain things that we do growing up that he'll never understand.
Mm.
But the reason why I'm still here and I'm still alive is because, and I'm his father, is because God has given him that chance to be able to be taught and to be raised up like a boy. Christian cannot be raised up by a woman.
Mm.
You know, okay, he's surrounded by a whole lot of women, you know. And I all I ever wanted was just to be present in his life, and that's it. Irrespective of whatever, everything that Kelly had to say was always about her being a victim and whatnot and whatnot. And that's not the truth here, Yabo. So there's still more to this that will be unpacked, Yabo. And people will get to see it. But I'm not the kind of person that will have indoor, like, pansy and just speak about Kelly. Because that's not that. I just want my champ. And, you know, when you're old enough, Christian, you know, you'll be able to see for yourself. I'm never going to say to Christian that your mom was bad or your mom was this, the same way Ukeli did. I'm never going to do that because kids are not dumb and you can't win a kid like that. But the day Christian grows up and finds out the truth, I'm just scared that, and I don't want Christian to resent his mother because of what the mother did to me. That's the only thing.
I get you.
Yeah.
Tom, let's talk about prison, man. Tell me about your first day, dog.
It was the scariest shit ever.
If there's two places I'm scared of going, it's prison. Oh, I don't know the other place, but it's prison.
Yeah. I think everybody's scared of prison, bro.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
How was it, bro?
It was bad, man.
Yeah.
It was bad. And everything bad.
Yeah.
But that's not lockdown.
Yeah.
That's prison.
Which jail were you in, Vic?
Sun City and local.
Sun City.
Yeah.
You with the dogs, bro.
Yeah.
That's before you go there. Any preparations? Mm-mm. Calls?
What do you mean?
Like try to call people that organize protection inside so that you cool. Because, I mean, you're Jube. You're not just anybody.
Mm.
Right? Any preparations before going in there of that nature? And how was it first night, first day?
The only thing I'll forever be grateful for is the fact that the way I was raised up, there's always value growing up from the hood. Because in the hood, you grow up with people, and you never know when you may see them again. And those people are the people that I actually saw inside.
Oh.
And when I saw them inside, these people had cleaned out my cell.
Wow.
These people had shit already sorted out for me. So I basically landed in a place where, unamachita from Ekasenkulinao. And being down to earth and knowing that these people are pilanabo. These guys, if I was like, hey, I'm going to a multiracial school, hey, I'm not talking to anybody on anybody.
Yeah.
That shit would have turned back to me 100 times in jail.
Blood.
I would have been fucked. Like, yes, yeah, I'm like they would have fucked, like...
Raw.
So they would have like, yo, Jusa. They would have been like, yo, and funny is Yaku. So it's like they would have done the most with me, you know? But I'm glad that I have a mafia of a mother. I'm glad that I had...
I heard you got VIP treatment because of your
no,
mother.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's got political...
No.
Mom, Jube's mom is...
You didn't get VIP,
though. Your mom's a top dog, bro.
I'm not VIP, fuck all. Jube lay. They're in prison. I was not Jube.
You're a marshmallow.
So, it's not that. It made it easier.
Yeah, man.
From the family that I come from. Yeah. But at the same time, I was a high target.
Mm.
So I needed a shitload of security inside because I have Pumili, there was a number number Pumili about me getting raped. There was a number number Pumili about me needing to get stabbed. Jesus. There was a number number.
All false.
Came out about my food getting poisoned. So.
No, number number is a mission. Not rumors.
So it came out. So that's why the only way that you survive inside prison, it's either if you have money or you're affiliated with a gang.
Yes.
And Nakona, excuse me, depends, what gang. So I was affiliated with the 26s and I had to have my food tested. I had to, every time when I was sleeping, there was always a soldier next to me all the time.
Hectic.
Whoa, bro.
I got so bored inside that I had to open up a soccer team because, you make money through soccer.
Yeah.
So, prison, if you had to ask me, I don't know of a place that's got money like prison. Prison's got money, guap, serious guap. So you make money. A lot of people inside are taking care of their families from the inside.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had every dog. I had a soccer team. I had protection. My family provided me with everything that I needed. And I sold everything I could possibly sell. I had four prostitutes too, so...
Four? That you are rocking?
No, I've been taking Sindulu.
You're pimping from the inside?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait. I'm pimping where? Outside or so pimping inside?
So there's people that will never see the day of light.
Yes.
Light of day. And...
So you had four gods
on the ground. So they're like, ah, fuck, no man, whatever. So one thing about jail, never ask, because you're going to pay for it. And you're going to pay for it in other ways. So it's a way of them making money, me making money, and surviving. I never wanted to stress my family all the time or my people and be like, yo, I need this much, I need this much, I need this much. I had to make things happen for myself. So I had to get used to the system of what happened.
Did you get a conjugal visit?
Nah, there's no, this is South Africa, there's no conjugal visits.
So you weren't getting any ass?
No.
Zero. So what would you do to release the poison?
Bring skomor.
Serious? Like...
Masturbate.
With the phone or just in your head?
No, if only not, bring masturbate.
In your phone?
No, he's talking about like, were you watching porn on the phone while...
Oh, inside?
Yeah. So you're watching porn?
Yeah.
Pornhub, XX.
Fucked up everything.
Cherokee? Yeah.
Ah, fucked up. No, fucked up.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
Nigga, I masturbated so much, my hand here, cool boy. Like, sit us. Boy, let me tell you. Don't tell us you're from jail when you've never masturbated. The good boy lay police station.
Yeah.
You need to come in and dress the LV, dog. My son's going in and say, I'm a good guy, I know.
Hey! No. That's wild.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Other than that, I'll point now, man.
Yeah.
No.
Damn, dog.
Yeah. Bro, but I learned a lot, yeah.
You said they were testing your food. How do they test your food in prison?
We have our food made in Groot Kombees.
Yeah.
Krokom base, and then the food gets dispersed into the sections. When it gets dispersed into the sections, we have Laba Spana Kishi and Nibambang Ayoge giving us food. I don't know what to eat them or Minabati Bang Pagele from this side of the boat because you can poison this one side of the boat.
Yes.
Or because, man, I hate this thing, you would bring Tenga Inyame Paya. So, Tenga Inyama, whatnot, until they poison it. So, one of my soldiers. That I had, he was the one that was always before I ate. I tested cow lamb before he cowed.
So if your food was poisoned,
then he dies.
Oaks were willing to do that for you.
Oh yeah,
but at a cost, obviously.
Oh yeah,
even and the because when you went in, I get you were doing drugs and whatever. Did you ever have withdrawal symptoms?
No. You see, like I said to you, if you remember. Me taking ecstasy and coke. It was for me. It was because of the amount of work.
So
I had.
So I wasn't. It.
No. Okay. I wasn't a Bobby Brown. Yeah. Maybe she was a Whitney. Me, I wasn't a Bobby Brown.
Give me five tips how to survive in jail. Cause me, I'd rather kill myself. I'm not going in jail, bro.
You most probably will. You most probably will. Because you can never plan and say you're not going to jail.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Because no one wakes up.
Actually, there's no door that's written, Mandela, Chup Chup, Kenny Kunen. No.
Yeah, true.
Prison's for anybody, boy.
Yeah.
And then you wake up, you do the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
Do you know that your own girlfriend, just because you didn't show up somewhere, and
she's coming.
I come out with your favor somewhere.
Yeah, she's coming.
I really suck. Atum chinjil. The law now does not want to hear what we have to say.
100%.
We are fired.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, you can go in for anything.
Five tips to survive. Or should make it
to survive in prison.
Yeah. Okay. Money.
Yeah.
Gang.
Stay awake as long as possible.
Stay awake.
Yeah, stay awake as long as possible. So it's money, it's gang. Stay awake as long as possible. make sure that you always have your people around you, because if you're just alone, you're not going to survive. You're never, ever going to survive. Five, don't make friends with the waters.
Oh, the waters.
Don't make friends with the waters.
Yes. I thought that the waters would protect you.
Nah, soldiers will protect you. You must understand with this big fives, there's 28s, there's 26s, I'm a refo. So, lava band, I'm a big five, EMP. Those are the ones mostly that work in the kitchens. Those are the ones that usually speak to waters about whether you have a phone, you've got this, you do what you did. So a water can do whatever. But if Ufunugukbamba, just so that he can get a promotion, he'll do that. You going out, he's still going to stay there. Do you understand? But so that's how it is. But for me, it worked out.
What's the biggest lesson you learned from prison?
Treat everybody the same. Yeah, because you don't know what tomorrow holds for you. Yeah, well, don't ever think that you shit ice cream. Don't ever think you're better than anybody else.
Yo, please tell these piano guys, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, say they think they've arrived.
Yo, yeah. They think they're fucking superstars. They inventors of this industry. Like, so, no one came before them, and no one will come after them.
Literally,
bastards. Bastards. Fucking hell. Hey, why I cut an interview today 45 minutes before the interview?
Pastor 9 to 9. Oh.
I cut along on 9 to 9. Cut it for 12. When it was for 12. Okay, but going back, so if I'm in prison and no one wants to accept me in the gang, then how do I survive? Because you said I must be gang affiliated. I think that was your second rule.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want you?
Yeah.
Clearly they see that you're not fit for them.
You're weak.
So, yeah, you need to go to the other ones.
Are you still tight with some of the friends you made in prison?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for one more to come out now. Because about five of them I've employed now.
Nice,
which,
nice.
Wow, man.
So the ones that took care of me, for me it was a way of kind of like giving back, because the government does not give them
jobs.
Of course. So for me, I was like, okay, these guys, they took care of me, how do I take care of them? These niggas are like, they're pushing cars now, they got a roof over their family's heads, they got kids.
Wow.
My warm, you know. And I'm happy, you know, and I don't care what the world says. In God's eyes, as long as I've done good, nobody knows,
bro,
you know, the journey, you know, the path that I walk on. But as long as I've done good for them, maybe in years to come, we end up not seeing eye to eye. At the end of the day, what remains is that I kept my word, because I said to them, take care of me. My puma was over warm. And that's all that matters to me.
Now, okay, you've been in prison, done all that shit, you know, you've been raped and whatever.
No, I haven't been raped.
No, I haven't been raped.
First day out of prison.
Don't talk that shit. I haven't been raped.
No, I'm kidding, man. First day out of prison.
Yeah.
How's it like, bro?
Actually, man. Okay, so I don't want Linyaz with Dennis Uzuchi, man.
Yeah.
But so my cell was cleaned.
Sure.
Yeah. I walked into the cell, it's a 4x4.
Small.
And it echoes.
Shit.
I told the head of the section that I'm an Anglalila. I ain't shut it up, because now I heard there's some white boy that killed other people with a sword and shit that was in that cell.
Yo.
In St. John's. Remember back then there was some boy.
I remember the sword killing.
Yeah, man, I said, but yeah, I'm the fool. I no. And then Bali Lapara with the spine man was here. Fuck no, dog. I'm not here. So but no, we can either take you to a communal cell, or no, take me to a communal cell.
Whoa, with other people.
Yeah. So Gandhi, there's a guy that has been calling me through his pilar. His pilar is a passage. So he's been calling me, and he's, you remember that group Twins? There's Olaki and Clank. Olaki was inside. So Olaki called me. I get there, he's there. Yo, Olaki, pretty safe. He's at the back. The back of the cell is busy China. That's where everything happens. China. Yeah, I see how that. Phones got all. You walk out, nigga, underwear's down. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. Like, it's. So I get there, and I stayed there now, and I was like, nah, mustn't more the pseudo years, woman.
Yeah, my toy. Yeah.
See, like, what the fuck is going on? How much am I eating, man? But what's the pussy color? What about it? I'm not done. I was traumatized, dog.
So
you?
Well, I was on the bed at the bottom. He was here on this bed. So there's only like this part space.
Yeah.
Uno moment on top of me. There's somebody on top of him. I had to know by here. And this noise, I'm hearing it from now. Umbeta across us.
Yeah. This person on top, I don't know whether he's masturbating or what, but he's mourning on his own. So I'm like, so I did not learn masturbating then. Freely.
That doesn't choose. I wasn't up, so I went to his bed. He came to my bed. I in the morning, I was like, I'll fuck it, I'd rather go back to the single
4x4. Yeah.
When I get that side. Single section, sebas wheel, what in Yabu? Ah, get them, Fana. Gunny Kay, La Panam Fana, clearly said. Like, if I say, so what we wear is busy pitor.
Sure.
Ne? Mara, I kora, ne? Oh, kore, and we see yelena. Yabu? Very little tapa tap, and then we'll find some purple thing. Like, if I say, we're cleaning a lapana and stuff. I'm telling this guy that I was with the poison. I was with the cream. We washed that place down with bleach, cleaned it ourselves. And that was that.
It was.
But then now, ebusuku. Now this is not the same cell now where this guy what my soul was in. Ebusuku mangilele. Yes, man la. So our windows ne, is safe. So serious in here. So ngilele. He was like, shh. It's like almost like they threw something. It's almost like they threw something, you know. Man, yeah, check. I got my cage. We're in a cage. You know, a cage meaning like the sheet. You tie it up, you make it a rope. So, kitchen me so like kitchen pan, don't you? You know, it's all everything, you know. That's how, so somebody from cell one could be buying weed.
For sure.
Cell 10 is selling. We're lacking a cage. My guy lacking a cage, and a lawyer 10, but I'm like, shit. So it was, dog, I learned so much in one day with fuck, okay, this hustling. So, mas valela, 2 o'clock, we're in the cell, 2:30, bavala, the first gate, 3 o'clock, Kali Master. My Kali Master, yatula, mas it is 6. Ay, Satanas. Ay, yachela, boy. From upper 6, dot and 3 generations you pay. I had to learn the system in about a month. Because if you don't learn, then you look like something to eat. So it was the worst experience, man. I cried like I don't remember sleeping that night.
Damn. Yeah, man.
I woke up, I didn't want to eat the food. I remember I picked up the phone. Hey. Phone will feel him balloon and fit to one by his visa.
I know, I'm trying to hear you too.
I called him from the section phone, you know, trying to get people to help me come out, you know?
Yeah, man.
I'm like, shit, man, I'm chilling with all these political motherfuckers and none of them is helping me. Yeah, I'm like, damn, okay, so y'all like that, sharp. So, and then up until my boy Julius came through and,
Oh, that's why you EFF now, no? I never said I was EFF. I'm just saying that's why my boy came through.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
By the way, my question was, how was your first day out of prison? Not...
No, but that was a great story.
That was a great story.
Yo, bro. Yo.
But my question was, how was the first day out of prison?
That's how I'm trying.
Must have been crazy, bro.
It was. I was fat.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was fat. I just wanted mkhodu and stump. That's it.
Yeah.
It was crazy because I felt like I was breaking the law.
Mm.
You know, walking out.
Mm.
You
know?
Yeah.
Like, it's the gate. I must step out, like, then I look back, I'm like, then I step, then I was like, fuck. Then I walked out, and everything just felt so weird.
Meh.
The fresh of breath air, like, freedom, blue skies.
Mm.
So I'm looking at all these cars, I'm like, shit, they make this now?
Who came to pick you up?
I had my mom pick me up.
Oh, nice.
I had my uncle pick me up. And that was it because I wanted to keep it secret. I left secret.
Yeah.
And then.
You just wanted mkhodu.
That's it. Aye. Mama Chiki, I'm going to McDonald's after I asked you what to make. I thought, no, I'm going to Burger King. Because I heard now Burger King now was.
Yeah,
that's right. Burger King. When I got home, that's when I'm going to mkhodu. You know? And it just felt weird, man. Like. The N1 now was like lighter concrete. It was like brighter. It was not that cement that I knew, you know?
Social media. You didn't know about social media.
Oh, social media, dog. You know, I don't know why people, you know, were saying the most. Fuck, yeah. I mean, I went in without it. I didn't
piano,
know.
Was piano hot when you came out? Or was it just starting? Nah.
Piano just started now. But I've been out since
2017.
Yeah, I've been out since 2017.
Your first round, who's it with?
My first what?
Round after prison.
Around the cuckoo.
Yeah.
Tell him about the cuckoo pezu. Definitely on the first day. Out.
Nah, fuck that. I fuck that.
Oh, no.
Dupe. First day though, ne?
Yeah,
ne? You went straight.
It was on
there,
the first day.
You had to.
Bro.
No, that was the first thing.
Yeah.
It was mkhodu, and I think before mkhodu, fiyile at the fava. But you know the nice thing about your little lamb is that she understands. I mean, your little lamb is pansula, so she understands.
Yeah. Also, she hooked you up.
She hooked you up.
Mama Jackie, so, legend.
So. She understood. No, not. I mean, she understood that I had to have sex
you
in her house.
In
her house.
She gave you that space.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't. So she's like, Kren, I don't tell you. You know?
Okay, so you're out. You've had mkhodu.
Mm.
You've had your first round.
Yeah.
First gig, dog. First gig.
Again, man, I broke down, man, on that stage.
Wow.
Filled that motherfucker up. It was crazy. I just don't get it. I don't know how it happened. But I was like, they labeled me a prisoner. They called me a write-off. They said I'd never bounce back.
Yeah.
But Mama called me a king. So I was like, okay. And I remember preparing for that to find out. I was in fear, dog. Taking that shower, I remember, even to get fucked up. Yes. So I'm here taking a shower, dog, taking a shower. Yo, I'm going to Zone 6. I've never seen Zone 6. But yo, here's an outfit that you must wear. Hey, I wanna wear that again, little suit. I'm fine. I did, but no, here's another one. Try yo clothing that I left when I went inside. As in, gain, you got that fuck. That doesn't give me my prison clothing
for real.
Real talk. So,
damn.
I wore my prison clothing with pride, dog. With pride. If you ask me if will I still make an outfit today of that, I will still do it gladly.
Mm. Oh man,
because that uniform taught me. Now the way Sindanga Korn, it taught me like. And I'm not about to get down on one knee just so that they can feel like they weigh me down. So I wore that. I wore shackles. And I got into zone 6 stage and I fucked it up. Performing the people looked like they were falling. Like it looked like there were flies, dog. Wow. It was crazy. It was because I remember when I was performing, AKA was supposed to perform. So when he heard that Joop was there, the guy that got me that gig was like, yo, no, it's Joop. I don't know if there was an argument or squabble there, whatever. But I think AKA was like, nah. No, Magangi.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah.
I went in, dog. And I think I was kidding Mbatlele Lapana. When I rocked it, because I know how he paid homage to it, was that when he went on stage, he had a moment of silence and, you know, he gave a shout out because I'm fine. I fucked it up.
Oh, man.
I fucked it up. And that's when I knew that, you know, Soweto and South Africa had my back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I knew that I know I got to keep pushing. And from here, it's not stopping.
Bro. And then now you got the biggest show on DSTV, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
How crazy, bro.
Hey, but it's DSTV, dog. You know these people at that time now, after the first gig, my team kept on saying to me, yo, go back to TV, you know? I'm like, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Go back to what to at. Hey, at that time, for my team, now started now going and knocking on doors. They went to Mnet. Mnet shut the door.
Mnet to do what?
No, for me, like, I wanted to get back on TV.
So, like, a radio
show? Yeah, DSTV, Bavalum Nyang. But no, you know? No, can we do a show? Ah, Bavalum Nyang, DSTV, but no. And there was some woman that was there, head of what to at the Mnet, Lapana, to know. My sister was ran over by a car, so I don't see me giving Joop Joop a thing or whatever, you know. So no, guys, sorry, no opportunity here. You know,
kept on knocking.
SABC, nobody wanted to fuck with me. ETV, they're like, nah,
zero.
Criminal. So, and now today, the same people that closed the door on me, I got the biggest show on their channel. Oof. Ain't that a bitch?
Ain't that a bitch?
Life, so, man.
How did it come about with Jola 99?
So, we had Jola Na.
Yes.
On Much I Love.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've been trying to get the show off, you know, trying to make it happen or whatever. I think the CEO at that time was like, it's not working out or whatnot. So, the CEO at that time has been wanting me, looking for
me. So, are Jola Na and 99, are they different or it's the same thing?
Not different. I just was not feeling now.
Oh,
you know,
because I don't know what Jola Na. Do you know what Jola Na?
So it's your Jola Na. So I'm like, no, what's your Jola Na? They're like, no, what Jola Na? I don't know. Now if I'm gonna go and catch you cheating, I'm not asking you. Mang bam bang
toli.
No, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, the concept.
Yeah. So
no, the concept.
Toli.
No,
exactly. So okay. Then I sat down with the CEO. I was like, okay, cool. Yo, let's get it done.
So they approached you.
This is what I need. I think the CEO has been looking for me.
Okay.
Because
that's crazy, bro.
That guy has got an eye for people that were either not given enough mileage or given, or he feels like their talent has not, like, really
maximized
So I think he's got an eye for that. So if you look at a lot of people in March, are those ones either that have been written off or those that have been, you understand? And it's almost not all of them, but he likes wants that raw thing.
Yes.
You go to Mnet and they'll tell you, no, you can't do this.
Yes.
So Much I Love is like, you know, just one of those channels that really is like real. No filter type setup thing, and actually really tell stories of exactly what really happens in our society.
Mm.
So that's how we killed it off. And then I started playing a game with them, and I said, look, I'm all about the numbers. If this does this, it's what I want. If this does this, this is what I want. If this does, and we keep on escalating. Even till now, we keep escalating.
And hey, you're killing us because we're on channel. Or you're killing us.
Yeah, I know. I'm killing everybody. I'm a savage.
But is that shit fake? Like, is it all planned? No. What, Jolo 99? Is it scripted?
No, staged.
Wait until I come to you, then you'll tell me.
Yeah.
When I tell him figure, the best kitchen man ever said, the boy was a bitch.
But my question is, why do you never catch white people cheating? It's always black people, bro.
Because a lot of people don't, you must understand, there's people that don't want to, there's people that don't want to be seen on TV. And we get a lot of cases where I tell them, please can you help me, but I don't want to appear on TV. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
You know? I need you to appear on TV. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? I need you to, you know.
But why did you catch white people? There's white people in SA as well.
Because, yeah, but white people are not writing in.
Oh,
you need to write in.
Has anyone written in famous? If you caught a famous person,
no, that's still coming.
For real,
yeah, that's still coming because you must understand, dog. Cheating will never stop.
Yeah,
it's gonna be there forever. So,
and if it stops, you suck.
So if I play, no, it's not gonna stop. Yeah, basically, but it's not gonna stop because every day, dog. You know. I mean, our ancestors were cheating, dog. it's not going to stop. Yeah. And you need to understand, if I play all my cards right now, content they pay.
Yeah.
So I need to start them Chondo Lane. Mm. I need to start my one room. I need to start my three room. Then move, you understand, four room. Then move, then you know. Then come to Labati Kwana Singeni Kwana Ma Biometrics. Then go to Lamoba Konga Wakona. You need to give excitement. So if I play everything, people are going to get bored.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't go to Conquer, dog.
But trust me something. But trust me, there's a lot, Mfana, that... Hey, dog, there's a lot.
But how do you feel when people say Moja Love is destroying the country?
Or then portray black people in a bad light? You're not showing black excellence.
That's bullshit. So what about cheaters overseas? Is that showing white excellence?
Ooh.
It's bullshit.
Black Jerry Springer.
Oh, he has a floppy in the
back in the days.
Oh, ask his ad.
Oh, I need 26 pela minan.
So, dog, you know what I also don't like is that a lot of our people are obotaki, man. When somebody goes up, they're too quick to talk shit.
Of course.
But when a white person talks or whatever, they want to go and support it.
Mm.
So we've been brainwashed too much. When you come with so much real content, it becomes a shock factor. And then it's a problem. Konamanje, this whole crew's black.
100%.
Yeah. We come from a time where we always knew that a crew was white people.
Of course.
And then they want to come and exploit us.
Mm.
So now that it's black on black and we're doing more than a normal white person would do in game.
No, but I wish it was white sometimes. They lose footage, these fuckers.
No, it's fine. No. But I'm not... Look, I'm saying...
Whites were losing footage in 1940 also.
They were.
Let the black... No, for real.
No, they were.
Let the black people make the mistakes and get to an excellence. For real.
Yeah.
For real. I can't be white. But whites make a whole lot of business mistakes before we could see them as perfect in business today.
Yeah. So... I don't know, man. People are just confused. Man, all I know is that I'm still gonna fuck shit up.
But do you still go out? Like, do you still go out? Like, you know, we could go out to like Bram and have a drink.
Yeah.
Because whenever you rock up, people are thinking there's cameras, bro.
For me, the Jew brand has grown crazily, bro. And I believe I only go out to places if I'm paid to do so. I used to rock so much at a young age that I've outgrown that going out thing.
Yeah.
If I want to have fun now, I have it at my house. If I want to have fun at a club, I must do it at my own club.
Yeah.
I don't going out in the public now. I've respected my brand because it almost took just that one fuck up for it to never come back.
100%.
So now that's happened, I'm guarding it with everything. That's why even my team is cut down to minimal. We respect each other, and I really don't also want to be surrounded by people that are not going through shit, because then we won't see eye to eye. And the next thing, if I have somebody, hey man, that's fine, say whoopee, everyone's like, I'm gonna get in shit, you know. But I mean, there's times where we really want to go out. There's times where we really, and we will, but we will think carefully about it, check, they will call, yo, he's coming, please put us in our SO, I'm saying it's not the way it was where No.
Bro, craziest shit that has happened since we're Jola 99 while you're recording. There's gotta be one story, man. Because my craziest was the colored when you caught the colored
like in the episode or behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes, any.
Behind the scenes, I got hit by a bottle.
You!
Yeah, I got hit by a bottle. We had to stop. That episode never aired. And then I was off for like 3 days.
Damn.
And I think it was Cape Town, if I'm not mistaken. Google it's in Cape Town.
Yeah, Google.
Yeah. So it was there. That episode never came out. And that was behind the scenes. While shooting. While shooting, my toilet paper now.
Yeah.
This chick. This chick was sipping. This chick was sipping. I'm like, fuck no. Bro, my director sees it. I'm like, you're not fucking taking this shit out. Delete that. Delete it. No, for long, I cook and fit. I'm a mummy.
So what is okay in return?
So Martin, give me. So I'm on some. When I saw the director, saw you take to leave that shit. Hey, went crazy. I was crazy.
Yo.
That's
lit, dog.
Hey, my man.
It was mad. Fuck. In closing, bro, did you hear Oscar's coming out, eh? Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
It's good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had a rough time.
Yeah, man.
We've all had our slice of the cake.
But do you think they were harsher on your sentence than him because he's white?
Aye. Now they were harsh on me just because I was famous. Everybody does what I went through, you know. This is not a black.
Could have happened to
this,
anyone.
This is not a black and white thing, you know. We're a man who's a driver. Any mistake can happen.
Yeah. You know what I always wanted to ask you? The guy you're in the car with, where is he?
I think.
In the car?
Yeah.
Who told you? What, the media told you that?
Yeah.
No, the guy you got arrested with. There's a guy you were.
He was driving.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
That's Temba Shabalala.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Where is he?
Go on, it's the guys.
Oh, now you Pumil.
Yeah, Pumil.
You guys good? Still friends? Or you were never
We're never friends. I knew Temba Shabalala through my guy. At that time, he was my artist, which is Bones.
Oh.
So, Bones, Temba was his friend.
Wait, Bones the light-skinned nigga?
Yeah, Bones. Yeah, which which one? Bones from La Shurena.
Oh, no, no, Bones from the north.
No, Bones from Nashuena. Okay. So that's how I knew Utemba Shabalala.
Damn. And then, okay, during the looting, he had a back and forth. We're almost done. He had a back and forth with LKG. What was going on there? Yeah, during the looting.
Yeah, it's the looting.
Yeah. You know, Olrato Mfana, I've known her for time, man. And I think that time, maybe she was just bored, you know? So she decided to take a shot at me. It was the wrong time. And you know you don't take shots at me. Because, you know, we're scared, number one. Two, you know better than not to fuck with me. You know, especially because I don't fuck with people.
Yeah.
Let's put one of my jobs aside. When it comes to jail on a normal base, I respect people. People must respect me. The social media thing, I use it as business.
For sure.
I don't show any of my private life, and that's how it is. What happened with the looting thing, I was very sincere with that. Three of my stores got looted, and I'm still not even stepping back from that. Nobody said looting is okay. Nobody said it's okay. I don't support looting. I asked one question, and I said, what did you expect to happen? Because this shit has been brewing for the longest of times. People have been marching to Luthuli House. People have been saying, so what did you expect to happen? I never said, Uguti, it's okay. Yabo? Yeah. Ah, wafika, and then slung usake, nali kalala, kele fake. Wazo kulumizi, into Uguti, you cannot be coming to say, Uguti, this, you are giving people the wrong. So I asked her, who made her the minister of what, right fucking thingy on social media, you know? So
I was giving her three chances, and she said to me, "No, I must go." Mm-hmm. And I told her, "Don't test me, yabo, dog." Lerato knows where she comes from.
Mm.
Lerato has been my girl for the longest of times.
For sure.
I gave Lerato an interview before I went in. And I've always been cool with her.
Mm.
Again, Lerato maybe we have a lifestyle. Mm. And the makeup, so I think the industry. So she came for me.
The makeup.
And I've got a lot on her. And
not just, you did say you have a lot on her.
Yeah, I've got a lot on her. But me nage baba ngitshela ukuthi nongimiyeke, yabo?
Okay.
Because I know what she does. So
what
for me
does?
It was never a matter of, I don't talk. If I talk, I'll talk on social media because it's taking me there. And I was just going to put them out. And then I was going to delete the account. That's it.
Mm.
Oh,
what does she do, Gandhi?
Papa, I'm Vala. Yeah, they do a lot.
They That's do a lot. Crazy.
Like the shit that you do, they do.
What was the dog? Except taking your drip.
No.
Hey, dog, what are you? What's going on? What are you?
Dog, why were you fired? From why?
From my film?
Mm.
I spoke shit about gay people.
What is it that you don't like about them? Did you get fucked by one?
No. It was just, I was young, man. It was like a very, what's the word? Juvenile thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah, no, man, look.
But you're good with them?
Yeah.
Would you date one?
Yeah, I love gay people.
Would you date one?
Yeah.
Would you? Oh, you date one?
You date one.
To show I'm not homophobic, I will.
Not to show. Would you date a gay?
No. I'm not gay.
I'm to say it.
Aye.
So you don't have a problem with the gay people?
I never. But I'm friends with a lot of gay people. So me, DJ Spoo, there's a lot, you know.
DJ Spoo. I am so tired.
No, I'm kidding, man.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, let's close this up, dog. So I always ask everybody, what are you going to be remembered as, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to be remembered as, bro?
Strength. The guy that never gave up. And the guy that never listened to anybody to say that you won't make it. Or you'll never be anything. It's okay to sleep with a tin of cool and a slice of bread. It's okay. That does not mean that it's forever. I still lived like that when I came back from jail. So it's okay to not be okay. But for as long as you're still breathing the fresh air, you must know that there's a chance. There's a difference when you're eating one slice of bread and a ufile. Which that will never happen, because how are you going to eat when you're dead?
Sure.
But for as long as you're breathing, God's air, it is okay to not be okay. So don't ever give up. And if somebody tells you that you can't make it, listen, you went through shit alone. So until that person, if that person has never helped you or given you a lifeline, you got no. You don't need to listen to them.
Mm.
Because a lot of people are not there, dog. But when shit hits the fan, they all pull away.
Mm.
When you start doing good, then everybody's got an opinion. So stand your ground and understand that there's a lot of temptations, you know. And I'm a cheater as well. You know, I just want niggas to be careful as well with women. I mean, there's a whole syndicate that's going on now about ladies. That's how the devil is working, where women now are looking for famous people to sleep with just so that they can use you as bait. And when they use you as bait, then when you don't do shit, then you easily, you know, they expose you on the summer popcorn, what
oh, yes.
Open a case.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. Or women makes you sick deliberately, you know. And the same thing, you know, with Tina Amachita, where we want to take our own women and use them as a tool, you know. It's I just think that, you know, the talk of
Let's stop that. It's so dated because I know that it'll never change. People are very fake. That's why in this industry, me, I don't want a friend in the game. I don't have a friend in the game. It's either you book me, you don't book me.
You got us.
I don't
bro.
Give
you
a fuck.
Us. You got us.
Bro. Yeah, man.
You all the rejects. But this is
not why.
But Dukata was there. What happened to Dukata?
Mac, that's my champ.
Yeah?
That's my champ. And look, when I said there was nobody there,
yeah.
I don't mean totally.
Yeah.
There was that handful that were there religiously.
But Dukata was one of them.
I'm fucked up.
Wow, man.
Fucked
you know Batukata?
I know Batukata from the city.
Ah, fucked up.
Wow, man.
Ah, that's my champ, dog. That nigga, you know, when Batukata, did Batukata tell you how he got onto Soweto TV?
No.
I mean, yeah, the radio station, that's the cast.
Josie
FM.
No.
Okay. So, I don't want to go back into those things, but it was more like, thanks for looking out. I'm looking out for you.
Wow.
I'll never forget you type setup thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So, it's that.
So, you guys are still tight?
Oh, yeah. Too much, boy.
Damn.
Oh, too much. Man. Yeah.
You got a question you want to ask,
The families. I know you said you're going to hook them up with the royalties and whatnot, but when you came out, how did they receive you when you
some,
met them?
Some were happy, some were not.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Understandable.
And you've always tried to make amends, you know?
Yeah, oh, shout out for that.
Yeah,
bro.
But there's so much that, you know, so much you can do. It becomes a problem when the media is involved.
Mm. Ish. Yeah. You know, yeah.
It becomes a problem when the media is involved. Anjani amanzam, boy, pose amanzam.
Oh, amanzam, Mara, this, I want to understand, I haven't felt any difference.
The drip. No, you'll feel it.
When?
So, it does not work immediately, but when it goes in, it feels cold, ne?
Mm.
Yes.
And you feel it going in.
Yeah.
By nature. But like you'll start So you'll start seeing a bit of ukanya and it'll look like you've taken castor oil or you've taken whatever, but no, it's not.
Wow.
It's via the drip, you understand?
Wow.
But you need to constantly do it, but your energy most importantly, and you know, yeah,
I know, I love this though, because I drink a lot, man. So I think I'm gonna need this. So you can only do it like once a month or like?
No, you can do it once a week.
All right, cool, man.
Thank you very much, but I didn't come here. I don't give interviews to anybody.
Yeah.
And I was actually supposed to charge you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
no, got that little bag, so
I just
you can send your invoice.
I just loved your what the shit that you do, boy. I love it, and I'm in support of it. And the way we've been a corn, ne? Continue doing that, because we're losing a lot of real people, you know? And therefore, people at home are getting bored.
Yeah.
You know, with watching the same thing. Things are going to move from TV to what is happening now, because it's more like this has got no filter.
Of course.
Man, I'm not going to filter. I'm going to take out your stuff.
What stuff, man?
No, we're not going to filter this. He's worried.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got shit, dog.
Why should I watch it?
Oy.
It's got files on you.
Why should I watch it?
Oy. Me, no? Oy.
So that's low is 7 years, low.
Uh-huh.
Okay, man.
Yes,
Law before 7 years. I don't care because I can leave.
Oh, it's got X Files on you.
Before?
Yeah.
I was just rocking. I was I was rocking and rolling, so I don't know what you're talking about. There was many.
You were rocking
was many.
Girls.
Yeah.
You went rocky on the girls. You're just rocking the girls.
No, I keep.
Question Bueva from Airlines, from Ghana.
Yeah.
When?
What is he saying?
When did you come back from Ghana?
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
A month ago, man.
And then?
Is it a month ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then?
You came back a month ago.
Yeah.
I'm here now.
Yeah.
And then, just hold on.
I'm a rotor, I'm a spine. I'm not
just.
I'm a file. So it really has files.
I got nothing. I've got nothing.
Where's my iPhone?
Yeah, you're confusing me with mesh.
No, not mesh. There's only one MacGyver. MacGyver, that's a bit deep.
Hey, daughter.
At that time I'm so loyal, I'm a changed man.
That's fine.
Yeah, he's a change. Uber is the
you can say this because I need to, she watches every episode.
No, no,
she's looking forward to the Troop Ship episode. But nobody's ever asked you this shit.
Okay. What do you want to ask me?
So you came back 3 weeks ago, ne?
Yes.
Ne?
Uh huh.
Now you're saying so on 3 weeks ago.
Uh huh.
Imagine on the Thursday, Chance please tell me because you guys work together.
Okay.
On the 4th.
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on.
This fucking nigga.
Wait.
4th November.
Yeah.
3 days before my birthday, yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thursday.
Yeah, what happened?
Imanqan. Jasmine Tesh.
What's Ooh. That?
Ah, been spied. What do you mean, what's that?
Just, oh, Tesha.
Oh, my own. Tesha's working.
Yeah. What happened?
In bed.
So I don't use a bunch of Tesha.
Been spied.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Been spied. Yeah. On the 4th.
Yeah.
I am my God. It was a Thursday, 4th of November.
Yeah, went to Great Dane.
Whoa! Went span.
Yeah, went to Great Dane.
Where?
Went to Great Dane, yeah.
What's Great Dane?
Bram.
Went spana in, die Bram.
Oh, but chill out.
My man, I'm asking you about the 4th of November. I'm going to Ben Span. Ben Span of
What were you shooting that day?
When it's a great day. When she likes it.
Yeah.
When Spanaganja and then she likes it.
Let's see. Let's pause.
So when Spana or when poos?
Let's pause.
Oh, so now I've been a span. All right. So if when relaxes that I create day, then I'm a chance to buy a mobile card. Whoa, I see. The viral basket.
Hey, man.
What? Well, chill out. The viral basket.
Thank you very much.
Hey, my friend.
Yeah? The viral note.
Hey, so okay.
Ah, what? The viral name.
How? Before curfew.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's your wife's name?
Naledi.
Naledi?
Yeah.
Okay. Naledi, that's my cam, right?
Yeah.
Naledi. Do you mind I asked him one question about the 4th of November?
Uh-huh.
Ne? He's saying to me, I'm saying, if they ever pull a trick on me, ever, I promise you, on my ancestors, I'm going to release this thing that I know about the 4th of November, and he knows. That's why I'm asking, where was
it? Oh, Tuli Lapa. What do you call it? Tuli Lapa.
Tuli Lapa.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work, it's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.